Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:47 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is February 3rd. Well, the tone in Asia was generally firm, with an upside Kia reversal on China and the Hang Seng up over 2%. And the tone right across Asia was generally steady to firm, with Australia up in the region of 1%. Two laggards in the region were New Zealand, which has been down on consecutive days. It hasn't been down very much in any of these days, but it really does need an upward dynamic to suggest that demand is beginning to get the upper hand. And Taiwan was also a little bit weaker in here today. Now, as we moved into the European session, the tone generally was relatively positive early in the day, but the vast majority of those indices gave up their advances. And those Eurozone countries that have the biggest problems with their deficits were hardest hit in here today. So we saw that Spain's market was down 2.25%, and Italy was down 1%, and Portugal was also hit relatively hard. And the Greek market, of course, has been the laggard in the region for quite a period at this point, as has indeed Ireland. And we also saw that credit default swaps in Portugal hit a new high and are pushing upwards, rather at odds with much of the rest of the world, where the credit conditions remain really quite sanguine. But we have seen an increase in the risk premium attached to European assets over the last couple of weeks, and that was exaggerated somewhat in here today. Now, as we approach the close on Wall Street, the Dow Jones is down very slightly on the day, just a tenth of 1%, and the S&P is down about a third of a percent, with the Nasdaq, particularly the Nasdaq 100, up on the day. And the tone is relatively steady right across the rest of the Americas. Elsewhere in the commodity markets, gold, having gone up and had a look at 1125 today, pulled back and is closing out the day down marginally on the day, with closing out the day in the region of 1110. And that's a relatively similar story across the precious and industrial metal complex, where we had silver going up to have a look at around the $17 level, but actually closing out in the region of 1638, and a similar story with platinum and palladium. Copper in particular was hit hard today. It's down 11 cents, and that pretty much completely countermands the relatively positive tone over the last couple of days, and actually moves the price to a new reaction low. In the rest of the commodity sector, the oil market was relatively steady in comparison. It was as high as 78 and is closing out down marginally on the day in the region of 77. And natural gas is relatively unchanged in here today. US Treasuries are down by a full point, and the bunds, Eurobonds, are down about 40 or 0.4 of 1%. And elsewhere, we see a general firming for the US dollar. Against the euro, the dollar is firmer by about 62 ticks. Against the Australian dollar, we see that it was also a little bit stronger, and also against the Canadian dollar. And importantly, also against the yen in here today. So where does this leave us? Because over the last 2 to 3 weeks, we've seen a number of stock markets particularly losing their consistency characteristics. First, we had that rather emphatic failed upside break, which was evident on a large number of stock markets. Then we saw some of the bigger cap markets breaking their progressions of higher reaction lows. Other markets had pulled back to their 200-day moving averages, which are all continued to point upwards, and a large number of markets are now testing their 200-day moving averages. In the commodity sector, the progressions of higher reaction lows that have been evident for the majority of industrial commodities for a number of months are coming under pressure. Now, particularly with the industrial metals, it's not unusual to see that they are prone to large pullbacks within an overall uptrend. But by and large, they do hold the progressions of major reaction lows. So they will certainly be ones to watch in here. And a number of those industrial commodities had become relatively overextended compared to their 200-day moving averages. But because we've seen a number of markets, both commodity markets and stock markets, reverting to their means and unwinding any overbought condition that had developed up to October, we're now at a decision point. And that means that the most recent reaction low, which would have been a couple of days ago, really does need to hold for the consistency, the main consistency characteristic of a large number of these markets to hold, which is the progression of higher reaction lows. If that gets taken out, then we lose the consistency of the trend, and the tone of the market turns more towards it needing a sustained move to new high ground to reassert the overall move, and more biased towards a further reversionary process and a larger, more lengthy pullback, which is likely to be less consistent and more volatile. So we really do need to see these markets hold their recent lows. And while one would expect that the odd index is going to pull back below its 200-day moving average, they really would need to find support in the region of that moving average and not distribute below the average and then break downwards once more. If we are to see that, then we really do have to start to question the overall bullish hypothesis in the sort of short to medium term, whether that is enough to countermand the longer term bullish forecast for some of these markets would be another question. So we are at a moment of truth, and we have lost some of the consistency characteristics. So we're certainly not at a point where where markets have gone too far, that the damage that has been done to the technical integrity of the trends is irreparable. But we know what we have to see, and we have to see upward dynamics, we have to see commonality across markets, and we generally have to see some weakening of those funding currencies for leveraged traders, because it certainly appears that it has been a certain amount of leverage speculation, which has been the marginal buyer in a lot of markets. And now that we are seeing that the dollar was firmer today against a wide number of currencies, not just the euro or the pound or the yen, but for example against the Brazilian real, where it found support at the upper side of the base that ran from October. So we continue to see that there is a bid underneath the dollar, and provided that this dollar continues to get stronger, that is going to act as a headwind for other risk type assets, as a very broad category. And interesting today that gold, although off its highs, held on to the majority of the gains that it has posted over the last couple of days. But it could remain under pressure if we do see a continued strengthening in the US dollar. And if we do start to see downward dynamics against the dollar and upward dynamics for stock markets and commodity markets, well then we'll be in the more bullish of the scenarios that David outlined in his piece today. But if we look, for example, at the S&P for 2004, then we did have this volatile ranging phase in the region of the 200-day moving average, and that unwound the overbought condition that had developed all the way through 2003. And we may be in for something like that in 2010, where we get a more volatile type of activity, and we are for certainly for some of these industrial metals and some of those weaker stock markets, we're seeing the bears pressuring them. But we haven't seen the bigger cap markets like the S&P really breaking down from this area of potential of short-term support. And provided that remains the case, and provided the S&P remains relatively sanguine, then I don't think there's any need to get overly bearish in this environment. But this is certainly more now of an uncertain environment, and the reaction that we have been expecting since October has had morphed into this loss of momentum, and now we're starting to see the progressions of higher lows being tested and that 200-day moving average, and we know where they have to find support. We know what it will look like when it happens, but in the meantime, we have to give the benefit of the doubt to this continued reactionary environment, and that would suggest that we're in for some additional rock and roll in a large number of these markets. And of course, the interrelationship between the risk assets and the strength of the dollar and some of those other funding currencies, the inverse relationship there remains very evident. And we would really need to see that breaking down, or the dollar getting weaker to help to support the speculative marginal buyer for some of these risk assets. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.